The gas price disaster. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The average price of gas in the U.S. hitting a record-breaking $5 a gallon last week. President Biden blames the Russian invasion of Ukraine, as well as oil companies, and is still calling for green energy expansion. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
The president called on the oil industry to produce more fuel, but U.S. refiners say they're already operating at max capacity, about 95%.
They have over 9,000 leases. They can drill so the hell won't have it, but they're not doing it.
Tim Stewart, the president of the U.S. Oil and Gas Association, places the blame on the Biden administration.
It's a colossal failure of your leadership.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky announcing Saturday that children as young as 6 months old are now eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. The shot's expected to begin early next week. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan testing positive for COVID-19 Saturday. Gunfire erupting at Tyson's Corner Center Mall in the D.C. area Saturday afternoon. Fairfax County Executive Deputy Chief Brian Riley providing an update on the situation.
At this time, we have no victims that we are aware of, whether at local hospitals or here on the scene, that are suffering from any gunshot wounds. We did have three people that were transported to local hospitals for injuries sustained while fleeing from inside of Tyson's.
Chief Riley said a man pulled out a gun and started shooting after a fight broke out between two groups. A building that caught fire and then collapsed, killing veteran Philadelphia firefighter Lieutenant Sean Williamson Saturday.
Because of the degree of the collapse and where Lieutenant Williamson was located in the structure, we were not able to save him.
Adam Teal, Philadelphia Fire Department Commissioner. The collapse injuring four other firefighters and an inspector. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More trouble could be ahead for cryptocurrency investors.
The price of Bitcoin dropping below $20,000 on Saturday. That fall marking the first time that Bitcoin has been that low since the fall of 2020, a likely sign that a sell-off in cryptocurrencies is deepening. Bitcoin's value dropping about 70% since hitting an all-time high of $69,000. A recent spate of crypto meltdowns erasing tens of billions of dollars of investors' assets and sparking more calls to regulate the industry. Stablecoin Terra imploded last month, erasing tens of billions of dollars in a matter of hours. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Capitol Police arresting seven staffers from The Late Show with Stephen Colbert Thursday following the January 6th hearing.
The Late Show team came to interview three House Democrats, including Adam Schiff. And then they came back to the Capitol complex later on Thursday night, and they were caught in the building after hours. They were denied press credentials to cover the 1-6 committee hearing by the House Radio TV Gallery because they are comedy and not press. But they came back later that day. They were let in by an aide to Auchincloss. They were charged with unlawful entry.
Fox's Chad Pergram. The New York Police Department instituting a new technology in the K-9 unit. Fox's Alexis McAdams has the story.
The NYPD is the only police department in the world that uses these new transit enhanced detection dogs, also known as TRED. And they add an extra layer of protection and make the regular bomb sniffing dog even more impressive. This was created by the NYPD. The department actually worked with a private tech company to create a special dog harness, which is equipped with electronics. So those sensors inside of that harness enable the canine officer to detect radiation and other chemical or biological agents that a dog's nose just can't. NYPD Lieutenant John Pappas tells us that the tech advancement was necessary in the fight against terrorism.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.